tratar de entenderlo por ti. I don't know if it's strategic for you that is considered a bad day or if it comes up in this case, but I'm just if never don't mind if it's people in the back. I don't know. I just think it's your colleague here. Before we start with the briefing today, I have to report on a few issues. Welcome to our meeting, I hope you have not time with your family. I don't want to say you have to rest, but I know you are not rest. You are well all the way. Especially those who participated in the dearest old field, because they were busy for the whole week. Even in that other week, they were busy. But being as it may, what can we do? This is the life of a politician. Don't decide on your own problem. Colleagues, when we attend before we go for this June or July research, you remember we just finalized the three bills. The first one being the renaming of whatever bill. The second one, the jurisdiction of I call something bill. The fourth one was the mandating bill. That's the third one. Now the committee in its opinion decided that we're not going to debate on both on all the three bills, but let's make a statement. On that day, we agreed that the only renaming one, Honorable Father Merida will do a statement on behalf of the committee. We agreed again that the only jurisdiction bill, Dr. Maniadren will do a statement on our behalf. On the mandating bill, we agreed that yours truly will do the statement on your behalf. Now, it came to my notice yesterday, I was consulted by the two colleagues, Honorable Merv and Dr. Vadiazin, and unfortunately, Honorable Merv will be briefing the problem on the same day, so he has to be replaced on the renaming, all renaming bill. And again, the good doctor as well, unfortunately, he has to leave. He will not be in the chamber tomorrow. He has some engagement in the forum. Now, I want to ask you, immediately, so that the members are able to prepare, even though these are not big deals, they are very hot deals, they are not still controversial. Just to agree, Mr. Chair, give the arbalist volunteers who can, on the renaming, who can take the space of Honorable Funder Merlin. Let me start from there. Before we go to the jurisdiction. Unless this honorable Father Merve, you have discussed with the two colleagues and you agree that maybe you have mandated one of them to do the statement on our behalf, then we can hear from you first before we ask them to volunteer amongst our community. Honorable Father Merve, can you address us, please? Can you talk to us, please? Who are you tasking to take your space or where the committee to decide?
I don't know, Mr. Chair. I'm discussing with the two chairs and my two colleagues. I get no answer from him yet.
The two chairs, can you? Darren and Venom, can talk to us. point of the silence, I'm a foster for all.
If my colleague had done his work as he should have and prepared it, then there would have been no problem. I could have been better. For tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow afternoon. And the statement, how long?
10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll do it. Which one? Which one is it?
Yeah, the renaming of whatever was this. Thanks very much. I will do the statement on the renaming. On the jurisdiction, who can do that talk?
I nominate a volunteer.
It will be someone.
I nominate a volunteer. I think Max can be a volunteer. He's eating a count of six.
Okay. Yeah, part of my can you just tell me the one of the jurisdiction?
You should have listened to him in discussion.
Yeah, I think if we agree, I think the Mel can do that Vanara, and then they can assist in doing the support for us. That's taking the jurisdiction one Vanara. We don't need a tech, multi 10 minutes, you know? I think that's what we take it. He has been avoiding us all the time. It's only in defense, you know. Other things. Okay, right. So that will make you do this for us. If you didn't have to tell, I think that they for us. Now, all the mandating one colleagues, unfortunately, we are a bit mixed up there on the table. I requested Adoration Oyan and Kaida to be part of the meeting. Because when we passed it, there was this amendment from the National Assembly, and we accepted it. Those amendments, for example, they are putting a spanner on our work as the SOC in the chamber, because they are bringing in this amendment to say, for any other person, where to get the money. That means, even when you raise a motion in the House, before it's agreed to, where to go and get the money. Now, we have to reject those amendments from NA, because it's a But we invited them, they were part of the meeting when we advocated. No, not them. Advocate moment and say, I specifically said, I agree with this amendment. Said, yes. Now, the secretary to the NCO, Pierre Louis Macholo, picked that up and said, what is this? And on going through with that, we noticed that the lady that was not on. Now, it was supposed to be in the house tomorrow, but we are taking off because we have to clear this thing there. But I think I must invite them to come in. We'll give it a good idea, but just to say, for having that challenge about the mandating bill. I've informed the committee that the RICA bill is back with us, as we have heard yesterday. The House referred the bill back to the committee. After what we have done, I think survey some people now. They know that this committee is not a rubber stamp of an appendage of any committee. So they are going to bring the officials from the department to bring those amendments. They'll start from scratch. We'll see how can we do that. Just to process those amendments as we agree to the committee. But let's wait until they are here. We'll set the meeting for that particular bill. But just inform you how far away. And colleagues, we are going to have the child justice bill, the conservation bill, a very technical bill that will take much of our time. So let's be ready for it. Having said that, before I call upon the department to address us about the bill, how many bills left?
There's two. Three votes. The two constitutional amendments and the general vote.
Yes. Before I invite the department to address, let me check if member Conference address me on anything for all that I said. 3, 2, 1, 1. Thank you very much, Chair. On that note, Chair, as I welcome the department, Lap Dustin, Smith, and you've been in touch for so many months. I think this is about to be for me, Jenny. I don't know which one I will start with, that is, but let me in certain ways of time allow me to address us on this way. We'll see which deal I want to kick off with. But over to you, we are on here.
Because I have to say, I've combined my meeting, not going to be a long meeting, because the door, my view of what's going forward. I've noted one particular phenomenon, that it appears to me that the wrong roles were distributed this morning, not roles as interviews and not the roles as amended by the authority. But I did call that decision in another set of roles that is there at the back of the table. On the side of the left, appears to me that the incorrect vote will be. Now, the vote that are before the members today do not contain the amendments that were affected by the authority. You can perhaps, they are concerned with it. Let's quickly have a look at the Constitution 14th Amendment vote. The number right at the bottom should be D62B of 2009. I think the one, 2062. But that the committee may in the meantime have obtained the correct vote. My duty won't affect the members reading us because they have the correct vote. But I think this is my situation, they must try to obtain the correct vote. Unless you want to adjourn for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to take a chance. Can get the correct will see. Whoever is opposed to this, my table says, can get the correct will see. I can leave to see. Why they're giving us the correct will see? Proposal from some members who said because we are meeting on Friday again for 2 hours. There was a proposal from some members who said, why can't we meet late in the evening? All of us will avoid meeting on Friday. I said, during the budget hearing, I pushed members to the limit. So it was safe for me to do that again. But these members feel fine. First meet late tomorrow, that's the problem. But that's not the solution of the management. Solution of the problem before I get some consensus from myself. Now, can we talk to this particular proposal? We deal with the problem as is that we meet on Friday for 2 hours from 9 to 11. Or we meet after 10 hours tomorrow to do that particular item. You know, I know that those people are supposed to come and talk and address us on Friday. They don't need some money, but they are soon. They can change the problem. But then, can we talk to the proposal to this person? That's what we need to come. I am glad. As you know, this person is very special. We stick to the original program, write it 2 hours, and then we call it quit. And that is 11 we are telling. Even if we didn't finish our 11, we are finished. But if you said, no, let me say before that, far you see. Let me recognize the number of words for the number of Ndoli.
I'm really quick. It's possible that we didn't try and only produce tomorrow. But I have a program given in our team for our committee for tomorrow, Thursday, that you can. But can't we stop in this meeting then tomorrow morning?
One of the words is supposed that we meet after dinner in the morning at the top of focus and by all that. And I will do
it. Mr. Chair, I was going to say that you just go with the program.
I've got two concrete proposals on the table. I'm neutral on the matter. Can I hear other colleagues? But some consensus for sticking to the original process. Is there any I think it was time to make life easy for us as Friday to even leave for our constituents to be there. But the consensus still no, the sufficient consensus to say it. Just keep the whole program. I was for the evening one. For myself, I had defeated. So the Friday meeting will be then today. Yeah. Let the extreme right. I omit to do this. It's not a mistake. Then here in front of me the Honorable Mac. Then here Honorable Julie. Then at the back there is the Honorable Panda Benelga. If you just raise your head like that. Yeah, for a single member. Next to him is the Honorable West. Then next to him is Honorable Garu, who said he's just about to retire. Then opposite him is our doctor, Pandyabe. Can from our subsequent know who is here? Because we take for granted that we know each other, but we have to provide some of these things. Yeah, let me just go through that with I'm Aaron Pieces, the Department of Provincial and Local Government, working very closely supporting chapters in the Department of Chief State Road Commissioner, and I will choose from the Chief State Development Development.
I'm Chief State Mankarian from the Office of the Council.
Before Patricia, let me
do I'm Ishra Sayed and I represent PMD. PMD.
Good morning, I'm Patricia Wittel and I'm from the research station. I'm the research for the committee.
Hi, my
Hi, good morning. My name is Ndutu Zela Panara, parliamentary leader at that.
Good morning, all of you. People have come to the
now, since you know who is here, what are we representing? I think it's time for us now to do what I can do to become a successor. I was tempted to say, because I think the time is really a bit, and we can't do anything without it. Who can sing for us in the meantime? Who can write a nice sentence? we'll do it formally when she comes, but at the same time, that's what was informally about this thing. That's informal, so when you formalize it, that's just a little bit of a deeper one. What's going to be
Thank you.
I just noticed from the summary and analysis of the legislation, which I think comes from the research unit, that all three bills are being discussed here. I wonder, can I just get an indication from you whether we were just dealing with one bill, and then with the other one, and then with number three, or we're going to deal with all three, the principles in all three bills? But I've got an issue to raise in general, Jefferson, and I may miss out another meeting, and I don't want to leave the meeting unless I have raised my issue, which I would like to bring to the attention of the committee. Can I just have a meeting from you? I'll first step going to concentrate on the bill separately. With the principle of Jefferson, the principle of Walker.
Yeah, we got a gist of what this is all about. Probably the way we are talking it's on the 14th meeting.
Yes, yes, I think after it's been briefed, I would just like to have the opportunity to make a comment on this one before we proceed to the other one. If you will allow me.
Okay. For instance, now formally request that I'm to talk to the political office of the day. What do you mean, sir?
Secretary, as I mentioned, the main object of the Constitution 14th Amendment is to avoid co-operating in the United Kingdom and the United States. In order to do that, the President wrote 6 of the rules, speaks to the Field Schedule 6A of the Constitution, which at present is to avoid for the co-operating in the United Kingdom and for the whole individual. Once that section or that schedule has been repealed, a member of the repeal of the schedule will result in the abolition of the right of a member of the National Assembly or the local representative to become a member of another party, both then membership of the National Assembly or the local representative. It will also abolish the right of an existing political party to merge with another party, or to subdivide into more than one political party, or to subdivide into a division to merge with another party. Allowing a member of the National Assembly which is protected by such changes to the same membership of the National Assembly or of that statement in this clause 6 is the most important clause in the bill because it's called the clause. These members look at clauses 1, 2, 3 and 4 and clause 5A. Those clauses all protect from the 20th Amendment as a result of the abolition of the law clubbing. Members will know that we basically delete words with referring to law clubbing, we delete paragraphs or subsections referring to law clubbing, as I mentioned, all aspects, all of them are merely consequential. Clause 5B of the 14th Amendment Bill seeks to amend Schedule Part B of Schedule 3 to the Constitution to further regulate the determination of political party participation in the provincial delegations to the NPAC. Because in this amendment, emanates what seems to be the effective proposal that was made in 2002 in the National Assembly during the debate on the constitutional matters in the Union Bill. What the amendment seeks to do, Jay Dixon, is when it comes to the determination of delegates, the Act of President provides that, or the Constitution of President provides that, if the competing circumstances are equal, the undistributed delegates in the delegation must be allocated to party parties with the same circumstances in the sequence from the highest to the lowest vote in the previous or during the last election. The reason these are even not made for instances where parties with the same circles recorded the same number of votes during the period for the last election. So what we now say is that in that instance, then the delegation or the number of delegates must be in distributed in a manner which is consistent with democracy. So we basically cater for a scenario which could happen, but we cannot take it for a moment. So what we basically say that in case where the circumstances are the same and the parties receive the same number of votes during the last election, then the delegates must be distributed in the manner that is consistent with democracy. The question that is in short the position of the Constitution of the Constitution.
In addition to the next one, I'm not sure if it's on. they were abolished, the first one is abolished, that's the number from NA.
I may be not so easy, I know that according to Mr. Lobatakni, they didn't receive any submission in favor of retaining this. But Chairperson, right from the outset of this floor cropping issue, our party was opposed against floor cropping, right from the outset. So what I'm going to say now is a different view, which I did not clear out with my party, but what I think we should stay cognizant of. Chairperson, and if I may comment positively about the research unit summary of this thing, this is done excellently. If I can just refer you, Chairperson, and it makes my task much easier to come with what I have and would like to put before the committee. On page 4, the last paragraph is the CTEC paragraph starting with the argument, and then the first thing I'm not going to read through that, which constitutes a serious erosion of freedom of expression and amounts to an expression of the imperative mandate, which is a negation of the policy, a practice of the free mandate of the presentation. And then it also refers there to free speech, failing to toe the party line in fear of losing their seat. Further argued, it prevents political realignment and it does not allow for, and now, the next very important thing, for a midterm shift in political allegiance. That is what we as a party strongly support. But now, Chairperson, this matter was raised by other people to me, not in Parliament, but from outside Parliament. Why can't a member of Parliament at the end of a term, not midterm, that we fully agree with, but at the end of a term, say for instance that the election is destined to take part in April, why can't I, hypothetically, yes, and again, I speak hypothetically, why can't I, as a member of my party, maybe I have become disillusioned with the policy of my party. I may feel more attracted to another party. Maybe the IFP. Maybe the IFP or the ANC or the DA or whatever party, doesn't matter, Chairperson. Why must I be held captive until the very last day of the session before I can switch my allegiance? I think that's a very important point. I would not to allow for a mid-term shift, but maybe an in-term shift. And then I must also be allowed, practically, to try to canvass for the other party. I wouldn't say a new party, but for the other party. I prefer to avoid the word new party. Or even a new party, Chairperson. They are going to be... What was the other party? The Peace Party.
Do you remember that party? Yeah.
There's another
NP party. Yeah, also another NP party. I hear that as well. Why can't I, why must I be held captive by my party at the end of this term? Maybe for 2 months before the end of this term. And I cannot then move. I know that I raise an issue in all fairness to the parties and the different legal advisors here at present. And maybe I should rather make a proper submission in writing for this chairperson. But when this matter was raised to me, in fact, last week only, I thought long about this thing. And I think that the person who raised it to me, they are not members of Parliament, they must be straightforward, but it's members of the public who approached me and said, but why can't it happen? Why can I, again hypothetically, not change my mind 2 months before the election and then start again canvassing for the new party or the other party, which I would rather like to support? That's just something that I would like to raise and maybe hear what the possibilities are to make a submission at this very late stage. Again, we are in favour, my party is in favour, of course, of the abolishing the right from the outset against it, of the principle of law crossing. But this is another matter that was raised, which I really think we should consider, again, chairperson, for democracy purposes. I may argue that my party no longer fulfills the original ideas. They got fighters. And there's another party which I consider is still fulfilling the ideas, or is better fulfilling the ideas that I initially entered Parliament. Jefferson, I know I raised a very sensitive issue here, and I haven't discussed it with anybody in this committee at least. And I just raised this matter, and I wonder what the possibilities are, whether one could also at this late stage come with something and add some sort of an amendment to the existing one to enable a thing like this. It also has other implications. And the other implications are financial implications. If you leave, according to this, the Act as it is, if you leave 1 week before the end of the parliamentary term, it affects your pension and other benefits immediately. That is other matters that one should also bear in mind. I know that. It has ramifications and implications. But I just want to raise this issue here and hear whether one could still consider proposing some amendment in this particular regard. Thank you.
Very, very, very.
I can motivate that. If I cross mid-term, then I do that for a particular purpose. I did not consult. I do not have a constituency that I can consult. I consider from the people who voted for me through my party system. And I then go and join another party. But at the end of the term, things change. Chairperson, during a parliamentary session or the politics change, and at the end of the term, why must I be held captive? I can't chairperson, if I want to support another party, I can't, according if this thing goes through, I can't stop a week, a month or 2 weeks, a month before the election and join another party. I may be absolutely sure that my present party, again hypothetically, is
heading for the wrong direction. They may have taken wrong decisions, but which are different. The whole direction of my path took a wrong, was sidetracked for the reason for which I was. But the difference between midterm and endterm is that midterm, you destabilize the democratic situation. Endterm, at the end of the term, that's a different issue. There's a new election. Midterm, there's no election to it. End term, there is another election. I may be rewarded for crossing, stopping my membership of one party and joining another party. I may benefit. I may be prejudiced by that. That's again democracy at the end of the term. And then it's not me who decides. Then the voters will decide, we're going to punish Frits van Heerden. He couldn't do that. Oh, he did the right thing. We're going to award him if we vote again for the new party. That's the reason, Chairperson. Then it's not me who decides, but it's the voters who decide to vote either for my old party against me or for the other party or the new party, which I think is a better party. That's the motivation. Thank you.
Don't you think that
Chairperson, because it's the end of term. At election time, the voters express their views. They're going to vote more for this party and less for the other party. But midterm, there's no election at stake, Chairperson. And the voters do not have a say in my choice. But at the end of the term, that's a different issue. It's a complete different issue. And why I say 2 months, this will enable me to go to my voters to tell them, listen, you know, I'm now no longer believe in this. I led you on the wrong way, not I led you to this part, but this party got sidetracked. I can't ask you to vote for this party any longer. I would, as your representative over the past 4 years and 4 years, 4.5 years or whatever, 10 years, I've now decided that I would advise you rather to vote for this party, because I think that this party is on the right track. That's the motivation. It's the voters that express an opinion, not me. Thank you.
Yeah,
Colin,
I just
want
to clarify this thing. But let's not be satisfied by the view, because the bring up the council program, as I said, they will bring it as the formal submission. So we will talk to them. But if also the court will select us, they put our attention. Honorable Tulli, Honorable Mecca, Honorable Roof, and Honorable Motesi.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Why particularly would you want to neutralize the 2 months instead of waiting until the term ends and set your own party, which will contest the election? Why should you want the parliament to assist you in forming your party instead of a normal process where after the term you form your own party, you go for the election?
But that is fine. Chairperson, it's not a matter of forming your own party. It's a matter of having time before the election. If you form your own party after the election, then, Chairperson, you are out in the cold for another 5 years. If you can start something before the election, then you have the opportunity to compete. You can get onto the playing field. And you can play and see whether you can win the game or not. I'm not, whether it's a new party or another party. That's the reason. Why you must do it before. Then the voters, again, Chairperson, I'm going to repeat this over and again. Then the voters will express an opinion. They will be the referee, not me. Not me, but the voters. They then have an opportunity. Otherwise,
Mr. Honorable Mr. Then they need to wait another 5 years. And I mean, maybe still not, that stage not be around. But the idea is, it goes about the idea here. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam.
Thank you. I think I might be clarified something right now. The thing of low crossing 2 months before, or any time before, you have the option of designing if you are on a typical path. So the whole at the end of the police, so you want to take your seat when you cross flow. So you don't want to leave the seat there. The seat which you got, because you were caucusing and lobbying for that party. You saw that particular party's policies. So if you morally feel the party has gone wrong, then you must resign and leave the seat to the party. The seat for me belongs to the party, not to you as an individual. And that is where the government is. And now you want your place buttered on both sides. You want to leave, but you want to take the secret to give you the capability of having resources to go and launch something new. And then that is not a good principle. So you can resign any time and leave the seat to the party that you voted for, that you got it for. That belongs to that party. That's the principle of the thing. I don't agree with it. It is still the main thing of stopping flow crossing was people moving what they see. Not the movement of people. You can resign and move to any party. If the ANC wants you without your seat, and you are good, they will take you. But we don't want you because we want your seat. And there's a principal issue on the same person.
Yeah, for the same. I think that was the data of the open
don't listen to the phone.
I must agree with what Matt said, that the right thing would be to resign your seat. That would be a financial implication to the member, but that unfortunately, that's why we're changing the law now, is to make it impossible for somebody to do exactly what the same we should do. But on the other hand, it is a very interesting point you make, and I think we must spend a bit of time and discuss it with our colleagues in our different parts, just to see, because it is quite interesting, and it does again help the member again, and not the party as such to be honest. So I think it's just something that we can, that is worthwhile discussing with our colleagues.
Thanks,
Chair.
Our party, my party, was for the floor crossing, now the empty floor crossing. I must say, timing is very bad for about 20, 40, 60, 70 applications you have to walk over to our party, and now we want to stop the walkover. So, we can never win, eh?
Thank you. if you were God, not be now. What happened? And that's how politics works. If you really want to hear up about politics, give yourself time to do sufficient time. And that's the reason for it. When you don't follow it,
you have time. Thank you. Okay, thanks. I agree for Africa because of Mr. King. I'm not going to get it. If he comes over to the DA with all his supporters, I agree with him.
Yeah, I think as you said, we will bring the formal submission to argue in the point. But let me now
talk to us. Thank you very much, in case not a slight response to a few things. Let me start with qualification. If that person has joined my team, if he had stayed on with the Zanu PF or joined NDC, there would have been property. That 8% could have made a difference. Then it's a possibility here, doesn't it? Now, to get back to the resignation situation, I think that that's a bad thing, Chairperson. The only bad thing about resigning is the financial implication. But I think if one can get some structure there which will enable a member to retain, say that the term ends, I think it can be done. The political, the parliamentary term ends 2 months, or say when the election is announced, or say 6 weeks, or 4 weeks, or whatever, after the election is announced, then the parliamentary session ends. Then it's a new ballgame. Then you go into election, and then you canvass in the election. Then you are free to move around. You retain your benefit, which is important. Everybody knows what the value and benefit, particularly referring to the Mokomeki situation. All members are referring to the Mokomeki situation. It is so important, Chairperson, to retain those benefits. Can I give you one example, Chairperson? I resigned from the National Party and I quit politics 4 weeks before the last, the election in 1999. Yes. And I received offers from different political parties. I'm not going to name them. I turned all of them down because they said nobody can buy you. The party who came to me was the Freedom Front. They said, Chris, we can't offer you anything. Our lists are closed. We can't offer you anything. But you assisted us to get Section 235 in the Constitution, which I did. And you need a political home. Join us. And I joined them, Jefferson, in 1999, without any promises whatsoever. And I started practicing law from that day on, and I came back to the now. And I suffered financially because I didn't complete my term of in the National Party. It had and still has and will have financial implications unless the political, the part of the parliamentary term ended at that stage. Then I would have been not so bad off at that stage. That's the only reason why I would turn down the idea of resignation. If the resignation, that's the idea, I believe you. It's not a matter of law crossing the NGO person. It's a matter of resigning, but then the parliamentary term should end, shall we say, 6 weeks or 4 weeks before the or after the announcement of the election or before the next election. That's actually what I have in mind here. But not maybe it's not cross crossing. Maybe Matt is quite correct that resignation is the right word. But then I think the other ramification should be that the term ends not on the day of the election, but say 4 weeks or 6 weeks before. Thank you, Chairperson. But I will, with your permission then, and with the permission of the Mr. Lovastoffney and his colleagues, I will put something in writing as soon as I can, which will just give me an indication whether I can. It will give me time until Monday or
you very much. Any of the legal gurus, if you want to address that on this issue raised by the company, and that is beyond Banara, the two beautiful guys in the psychosis. Yes?
Okay, that's really interesting. We're working with a principle. The principle is talk about the whole process. You either have it or you don't have it. Of course, you're off the other things you're not there. So the point is here that I agree, but the honourable matter said, and it appears to me that Dr. Pengeri also will accept that. If one needs to cater for the situation that Dr. Pengeri is referring to, one will have to look at the electoral act for certain amendments to when it comes to the time period, you know, this party, this must be in, and so forth. But it is a principle, as the honourable matter said, that we're working with, and you either have it or you don't. And that's the position.
Do you have any?
I think that the department is just for information and community agency of media. The credit committee is reporting to be in a structure that they have made. Further investigation seems to be consistent, and perhaps that might also be to the final government of the whole matter to be discussed.
Chair, I think my colleague, Mr. Radman, pointed out what I jot down there. You have to look at the electoral system and how they conclude certain things just before, because there's a certain time period that we see can affect. You have to look at this. You know, if there's a very late joining of parties, what's going to be in the teeth get affected when all these things get decided beforehand, long before election, and possibly, I'm not quite sure, but whether or not numbers play a role in affecting funding for the
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought to comment on the abstract issue. Because you're looking at a concept now. Right, I think let's proceed then. Now, members, can now, is there any question to what Joanne has said? Any question to this? I don't want to downplay this thing, say, so far. There must be some question that they want to have.
Yes, no, I just want to thank Linda for the input, particularly also Mr. Rutman's indication about it. I said at the outset that this idea has ramifications on other legislation as well. I will go into this matter and then maybe I will raise it with my colleagues tomorrow. And I will still put some kind of light because I feel pretty strongly about this. But thank you, thank them and much of the other people for the input.
No, Colleagues, any questions on the 14th amendment? Now, not the
it is going to, I mean, what about the funding? It's going to affect the funding of the party. Because there's no movement now, it's just if the party gets the funding, that would be happy. Kind of like before, where if the number costs and the funding is affected because of the numbers. So this is just a question. I suspect that this might affect the funding won't be affected.
Because not to my knowledge, because remember, don't be analysis because of the PPP, the term of parliament wants to move, yes, they don't need to move to the party that nominated itself. My knowledge will not affect some of the support. Because the members of the government will be the term of parliament.
Because I thought we, you know, in the NPOP, this legislation really wouldn't like to be able to. One, because the members in the NPOP were not allowed to call. That is a disadvantage. Number two, you were affected because whatever movement in the legislation, it affects you. I remember there are two members who were withdrawn because of the legislation. There was a movement in the Western Cape here and in KwaZulu-Natal. And those members during the SOC, that should be withdrawn because they're no more qualified to be in here. So, to us, it's a good reason. You know, Doc. Yeah, I think, any other thing, Joanna, on this one, on this other, on this day, the whole thing, I mean,
good. Yeah, I was, I think the other thing is, I'd like to bring this point that the Joe actually caused by both of us.
If the local question colleagues can we pass the line to us, talk to us about the second year. Let's agree on the process on this one. Because usually members, you want us to have the second briefing from the department to further understand the provisions of this education, or you allow us to now start facilitating this information to the province to say there is this legislation that we have to come to and do for policy, and from the province to attach with the public health. Can I get an indication, because if I wanted to be not going to say for those doctors in the most interesting liability for us that we remove it, not as a desirable. But we can't do it now, because that's what we can get allow it. I kind of love to look into that waste my time and to feel that it's just what happened. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that would prevent us from doing that? Let me check with the procedural people and the people who. My own view is that I've said for us, I don't need anything. You know, we can't even ask for Banara to come and look into our stuff. It's just saying, no, we don't need this thing, it's not that cool. What prevents us from. That's the motive of the ability, then in the process of the process. But this is not people can't do it, it's fine. You are done with it, or it's not further, not further, so it's going to be a problem. I'm looking at the... ...the thing that comes to my door. Before the end of the process, I'm going to say that.
No, I'm sure I've got another question, but I'm going to check this out.
Do the necessary arrangements so that we inform
the constitution house that we are raising with our project. They must have facilitating to go and with our project. But I was looking at the process. We don't want that to be called on the end of the process. We had enough of this having this area on. Can't do anything before it's passed. Yeah, but it must be formally referred to us.
Yeah.
After it's been passed by the NA, it must be formally there. So, okay, now it means we are connecting. Correct, I think it's fine that we're doing this reason. So, it was informal to today. So, let me then take formally referred to us the. We're done for where I'm doing now. So, then we that's the wider thing. When someone refers to us, then we change from there.
Mm-hmm.
It means then we'll have to call the meeting on there. Who knows, every Friday we might call the joint come. You know? So the formally get it then. Yeah. We're not frustrating anything, we're just doing normal business. This is clear. We were not frustrating anything, this must be clear on our record. Not frustrating, normal process. But don't go to delay it and mess up everything there.
No, Chair, I just wanted to highlight what the committee department was saying. That the council team has been thinking about a lot of the positive performance.
Wonderful. That's fine. If there's anything else from your side, Johan, you can go to the second view there. Two points in common.
It's a few things. First thing is the minimum goal. Take the boys to a person in the council. The effect we should see that the member in the council will no longer be able to move from one party to another party, both to take me to a membership of the council. And parties, the parties, council will no longer be able to merge with other parties, to subdivide and merge with other parties. That is all supposed to be achieved by those 5 statements of the law, which speaks to the previous statement 6B of the Constitution. 6B statement regulates the whole issue of the law in the Minister of Council. Then statement, if members look at clauses 1, 2 and 3 of the bill, there are merely consequential amendments, what is the deletion of a few words referring to slow crossing. Clause 4 of the bill amends the constitution to provide for the filling of vacancies in the Minister of Council. That's the new principle decision. That is that condition is present in Schedule 6B, which is to be appealed by both parties as an interest, and therefore, if that Schedule 6B has been appealed, there will be no legislative provision provided for the filling of vacancies, so it must be by the blue legislature from one part of the Constitution to the other part. And so that is the Constitution 15 in the law.
How many sections in this how many clauses?
What are the six clauses? Six clauses, the total, what is your type of six clauses?
This affects the movement in the forest. Okay? The 15th Amendment. It affects those crossings in the forest. All what's happening here, now this one, that's what's happening down here. Now let me check if there are editions from your colleague. Well, this was a rape. This was a baby.
Okay. I must admit I wasn't here in the 2 or 3 days. So I think I'm short of institutional memory. Because when the original bill was introduced, only had 2 clauses, and I believe Parliament had it about 14. But nonetheless, the department supports a position where we start to stabilize municipalities, especially around the political formation and so forth. Because that kind of stabilization also brings stabilization to some of the internal systems, political like the subcommittees and competitions and so forth and so forth. And therefore stabilize helps generally in stabilizing the municipality with respect to services. Because then over a period of 4 or 5 years you would have all political parties will express their intent around plans, resolution around plans and so forth and so forth. And the minister must execute project plans and so forth and execute over the 5 years. Thank you.
Any other additions?
No.
Any questions, Colin? Something.
No matter.
Okay, right. Then there are no questions. I think it's clear. Yeah, all you do is we just wait for the for that house to be the right. If I can check, what amendments were brought by the MPA on the
this year. Thank you.
there wasn't a long debate. Apparently, in one of the previous conversations, they already started to introduce this wording. So we were just interested to bring our abortion rights up. I wasn't present when we did the debate on those that kind of wording.
Boy, it's fine then. If there are no questions, I think you can wait until yes,
thank you. I just noted on the Bible, just following Solomon of the Republic in that it follows on the original version, there was a repeal of section 68 of Act 51, 1996. Maybe the department can just tell us why that section was left out of the B version.
On that note, then we can get this one so it is done. So we can proceed then first to the well, there are no another day.
Funding Act, the Determination of Delegates, the NPSU Act, the Electoral Act, the Local Government and Infrastructure Act. Because we now abolish board blocking and removed, we're going back to the position prior to 2002, we also have to amend those national legislation to bring state or to reverse order actions to their release prior to 2002. So all the amendments in the General Laws Amendment Law, except I think for one or two, which I will also quickly deal with, aim to revert those natural questions back to 2002. In order to do that, five different pieces of legislation, different acts, are amended in starting the first one, the conflict funding of the Independent Political Party Act of 1997. Second, in 2002, when the constitutional method amendment law was passed, a new section was inserted that provided with that created their own mechanism for the repayment of unspent balances by political parties to the electoral commission of the in view of the fact that store blocking is now to be abolished, we have to repeal that whole section given that mechanism, and that is thought to be seized by clause 3 of the General Laws Amendment of 1966. As contained a whole complicated mechanism, the parties need to follow when they have to repay their unspent balances of their money in this electoral commission. We can argue that it's also consequential to the abolition of the floor party, the maintenance of the position. So that's a tragedy consequential. So, setting up the law, I don't know, there is almost what the law stands for. That's because I know it's quite technical. I think gamers do not understand how what is famous against it. Clauses 1, 5 and 6 of the General Laws Amendment Law seems to take further consequential amendments to the Funding Act, also to party in respect of the repayment of money after closed docking period. Both real body closed docking, that section is just demonstrable and that can be included. Those are the amendments to the Public Funding Act that relate to the closed docking. On that one aspect, my poor number of items, I don't want to.
Yeah,
would you make any note? We have a finished anything here. Thank you. verses 19 and 20, they appear on page 7 of the book, I think. How's that? See there, verses 19 and 20 speak to the few verses 12 and 13 of what we ended up in 2 Acts. Both those sections also deal with on certain matters that we can talk about, so again that they will become standard. That's why they need to be reviewed. For example, verse 19, that's on page 17, verse 19 speaks to the view of section 12. Section 12 at present regulates the registration of new political parties for purposes of Article 50 under the purposes of broadcasting in the broadcast. So it's clear that once the broadcasting principle has been embodied, that section will be constituted under it. Therefore, in our view, it's constitutional. This is all those amendments, all the amendments that are mentioned to the Act. However, the amendment in clause 2 of the book, which is back in page 3, those are the only amendments in this general laws amendment book that do not relate to broadcasting. Clause 2A merely seeks to amend the Conduct Act to provide that political party is accountable to the Electoral Commission in respect of all the money that has been, or has, all the money that has been allocated to the political party. That is clause 2A. Clause 2B also seeks to amend the Funding Act to help dispute the reference to an outdated act. So that is clearly consequential. And then the last clause 2C Jefferson seeks to insert a new subsection 5A in section 6 of the Funding Act, which will empower the Electoral Commission to appoint an auditor under certain circumstances to audit the books and records of accounts kept by political parties. This amendment is effective a recommendation in the point. This effect is a matter that was raised by the Portfolio Committee in support of the Constitutional Matters Amendment Clause, and what we see there is two. The Jefferson Clause 2 is the only clause in the General Laws Amendment Clause that does not deal with broadcasting. Clause 2A makes it clear that the parties are accountable to the Commission, the Electoral Commission, and the state of their money. 2B is merely the substitution of obsolete reference to outdated law, and so 2C empowers the Executive Commission to appoint an auditor to verify the proof in the book of draft of the legal party. That is in part the position of the role of the Commission.
Yeah. Of course,
question before we proceed to indicate to those sources that all those amendments that they accepted by our colleagues in the MD. Now, I think you're after the same number.
Ultimately, realizes that the system needs to be
don't think that that's a method for us to concentrate on the study, or that, that doesn't really take on the skill of the people. And then lastly, does this a section 75 draw? And the committee are quite disappointed with the value of the cost. I think that is, from my part, all that I want to say on the robotic toxicology report. Yes, Newman, to say, once you can go have a look at the report of the committee as published in the city of 13 August 2008, it is party, the ecosystem is considerable. They come with a few ideas.
For instance, say that what are our colleagues saying about the distance and the return of this spend money to Parliament? What is their view on this? If I may ask them,
6 months,
the president
is not funding that provides, I think, for four scenarios where political parties have to be placed. First is the party's people to qualify. The second is at the end of each financial year, a certain amount of the unspent balances of money has to be paid to the commission. The third amount is before an election, before every election, unspent balances have to be paid. The fourth scenario is where either Parliament or any of the provincial legislatures are the result. If the dogs were out of dogs, then the political party in that in Parliament or that province, that legislation might then also be paid their money. In the proposed amendment that was included in the General Laws Amendment Bill, the department did propose a mechanism for the payment of that money. But the Electoral Commission pointed out that the mechanism as proposed in the bill at that stage, I don't want to say wasn't practical, but or implementable, but they clearly indicated to us that there are certain problems that they foresee. On that basis, they also put it in the side. Okay, let's not rush this thing. Let's take it out. You should have bought the opportunity to run solidly and be able to connect and then to come back to Parliament. So in other words, by doing that, the existing position as far as the payment of money is concerned, we went from there.
Thank you very much, Jim. Colleagues, there we are. We cannot work for the amendment. Let's deal with money as a safety factor. And let us deal on how the unspent money is a very messy, it's where it comes from, where it came from. And let's deal with how our books are the body tested. And yeah. And all related matters. Is there any question? What makes you like to be for us that all the beings are still next to the pressure of the phone? What makes it have been more easier in that sensitive in the past? What interesting is that it removes some of those struggles of the day, some of the provisions of the day. Year by year, identified that before, okay, so on the on this person of the opposition, and so any other, you know, the Hindu Commission has the fact that the default has depends on the policy or money lost in them, or the any part of the finance, which are the reasons in that we are receiving. Can you come to on page 3 on the note 2? The 5A in particular, the commission may appoint an auditor of this sort of whatever, right? What does that address the only firm there? So it's saying it's May, since the commission was not certified, they may appoint their own auditor. They actually have to the high school as the office statement.
Do you think that the commission might appoint an auditor for purposes of the data for the auditor's report, expected the facilities in terms of particular part and others? One that I think of, the only one that I think of is the political party. My own is only that is only to do even in the political party fight. That is in 5A, Roman 2. My point and all that is only statement from the system is not fair. The chairman of the political party fight that statement does. My strategy is to verify and order to put a lesson certificate for the trial, and the commission can
come there will be this is the moral thing for yeah, also for our call the NA to formally refer the people to us when they are conducting the service.
Don't talk to me, start talking.
Yes, we are now going to the general laws. We are done with the first 2 years. The 14th Amendment Bill and the 15th Amendment Bill. For our colleagues, the 14th Amendment Bill, that's why we need us to go and keep our problems. And what the second thing is for. But we are waiting for our colleagues, they might have to do today. So to come and respect us, I think, come and respect them, just to summarize the meeting and put our colleagues. But they are asking us on the 2025. It's going to be consequential. The language you find in the text will be fine in the text in that order. I'm looking for questions there for this project. No questions? Yeah. I think we are done, last week. What we'll do, just to raise it, because immediately the bill is a formal request to us. We might, we'll call you to come and ask for the bill formal part before we write on a policy of the demand for the court. Yeah, anything from you, man, before you say Robert? I don't want to come in and take something else. Just to summarize, so that they were not challenged for anything because we've done some other things. But I informed you that it won't take more than 10 minutes. Because it's just to formalize what you've done only. So, sorry. This meeting is affected us for the indirect meeting. Not going to work. Yeah, we're instead, I'm not going to do it. Go to the formal part. I'll say don't prepare anything, just do what you've done today, that will be nothing. Unless there's something that might need from you, we'll give you a shout before the electoral meeting. So if they refer it today, who knows, on Friday we might say start coming to us for 10 minutes. So that we're able to do something and come up for you. That is just a possibility. Can't make an action. But please talk to me if you think that I'm asking that needs to be addressed. Yeah, I suspect that takes care of the 3 bills for today. Before we go to the managing bill, I said that was it, million of yours. There it is. And that is there already. Then if there's something from Smith, Myron, Ron. Thank you very much to you guys. Until we meet again, thanks for letting me. I might call you anytime. Either tomorrow or Friday, but of course, the thing is that I might call you on Friday morning to do a time into the formal part. But thanks very much for service. You have made that easy for us. You can be still possible to stay here and have this meeting and do the thing by all means. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Yeah, Colin, so when you started, remember, I said, you were the first advocate to come and talk to us about the amendment that was brought by the National Assembly in terms of the mandating fee. Maybe I have written a to talk to us now. The concern that was raised by the chairperson of the council and communicated to me by the secretary to the NCOP as a regional chairman is in relation to the amendment to the effect that money will be provided or be expected from provinces when you use the operation, right? Formal money, that would be uniform. But the NA brought in an amendment that the